540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. 4 months into the Hollywood writer's strike, the Writers Guild negotiating team resumes talks with studios tomorrow. KCBS-TV's Tina Patel in Los Angeles.
Here at Television City, Bill Maher was going to resume production on his talk show, but he decided to pause that and wait and see how these negotiations go. Writers tell me they appreciate that and appreciate that some other talk show hosts have done the same. They hope that shows their solidarity, and they hope that will bring a quicker end to this strike.
Strike apparently averted against Ford in Canada, where the union there, Unifor, says it has reached a tentative agreement with the automaker. Meantime, U.S. automakers are scrambling to meet a noon Friday deadline when the UAW promises to strike more plants. WWJ's Jeff Gilbert.
They're making great progress on smaller issues, says Mark Stewart, in charge of the North American team at Stellantis, the parent firm of Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep. But there remains a big gap on issues like wages and pensions. Can you beat that noon deadline that Sean Fain has set for Friday?
We've got some compelling offers. We continue to work through things, Jeff.
Three plants are currently strike-bound. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
The district attorney in Sacramento, California, is suing the city over homelessness. CBS's Matt Piper.
County District Attorney Tin Ho says Sacramento is seeing a collapse into chaos that he says reflects the erosion of everyday life.
We are simply holding the city accountable by the same laws that they enforce on us.
But in a statement, the city's mayor says they've added 1,200 emergency shelter beds and are protecting sidewalks.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed the United Nations General Assembly in person today, urging world leaders to stand with his country against Russia. And as CBS's Nancy Cordes reports,
Volodymyr Zelensky knows he needs to convince U.S. leaders in Congress that Ukraine is spending U.S. dollars wisely. He fired all six of his deputy defense ministers as he continues to work to root out corruption in a department that is suddenly flush with foreign cash.
A day after Canada's prime minister says they're investigating allegations that India was connected to the June assassination of a Sikh independence advocate in British Columbia, India has expelled a senior Canadian diplomat and is accusing Canada of interfering in its internal affairs. A U.S. Census Bureau survey finds commute times are getting slightly longer than last year and traffic is getting worse as more people head back to the office. Associated Press Census reporter Mike Schneider.
You also saw an increase in the percent of people who are carpooling from 2021 to 2022.
This is CBS News.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend, Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, the fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I am a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Visit their website at scotchamamas.com.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national Native news and events, and as you know, Haley, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
You are right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Here, it's a sad day here in Native Roots Radio. A good friend of mine and a friend of the show and a friend of the store, Henry Boucher, has passed on, and we're really sad about that. Haley, we just saw him at Shakopee Powwow, and the interesting thing is that he's come down to the Native Roots Trading Post and did a signing, and we still had like a 20 books at the State Fair that we sold to his that were autographed, and everybody that bought one had a story, a really positive story. And I'm going to really miss Henry. It's a sad day here on Native Roots Radio.
Right. Yes, it is really. And just all around in the Native communities and hockey communities all across Turtle Island. Yes, so Minnesota hockey legend, Ojibwe native and friend Henry Boucher began his spirit journey home to the Creator yesterday at the age of 72. Our deepest sympathy and condolences from our family to the Boucher family, Tara, Bridget, Henry, Henry Jr. and JP. There's a quote I'd like to share here from Olympic gold medal coach Herb Brooks. Mm-hmm. Henry Boucher was an extremely talented player who possessed a flair seldom seen in hockey. Henry brought a dynamic approach and a charisma to the game that only a top few select players have been able to attain. Henry's hockey career began in 1969 when he was the star player for War Road High School, leading them to the state tournament. Just a few short years following, Boucher played in the 1972 Winter Olympics, where he earned a silver medal with the USA team.
Yeah, that's right. And then he went from high school, and then the next year he played 1 year WCHL hockey, which is kind of in between the professional hockey team and a minor league team. And then he played with the Detroit Red Wings. And so he was like 1 year out of high school, and he was playing professional hockey. And played with the Red Wings, the Minnesota North Stars, and was with the Minnesota Fighting Saints, and then ended his career with the Colorado Rockies, and he played from 1965 to 1977, and he was only 72 years old. And one of the things that I want to bring up and remind people too, that Henry was attacked and during a hockey game, and his by Dave Forbes, and I remember this. It was in 1975 when he was a North Star, and he, you know, sued the NHL. Abrogated result in his trial was resulted in a hung jury, and he saw double vision for a lot of times in towards the end of his life and during and a reason to retire. So he was really fairly young when he retired. He was roughly 27 years old and when he retired from professional hockey. He also was really big, and I got to meet him, really big in the naming, the change naming of the mascots with the Washington team, and he was one of the galvanized people that really pushed that the last 20 years. And thank goodness in his lifetime, he was able to see the name of the Washington team at that very least. And the Cleveland baseball team, their name changed. So I know, Haley, he was really big into that. We saw him at the Shakopee Powwow, and it was good to see him. He'd come down again, like I said, at Native Roots Trading Post. He's been on the show many times over the years, and it's just a really big loss to our community to have this beacon, you know, kind of, you know, groundbreaker in professional sports for Indian country here pass on at such a young age.
Right. And I believe his last time on Native Roots Radio was March 18th back in last year of 2022. So if mm-hmm. anyone would like to hear that interview, you can check that out at our Facebook page, YouTube, or am950.com.
Right. And then just to give everyone a shout out, we're on all the formats too. SoundCloud, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and Spotify, all those groovy stations. So you can look us up and give us 5 stars. Just wanted to throw that out there too. But yeah, Henry, it was fun because you see that picture, and of course we're on the radio, he wore that sweatband, and you know, all us kids back in the day you know, wore that sweatband when we played hockey, and we had long hair, and we were all trying to be like Henry. And It's a sad day here. He was a really good man and a good heart. And I can't say enough. You got to meet him at Shakopee, Haley. He was very, very nice yeah. about the pictures that we wanted to take and the selfies. And we sold all his books. And, you know, we have stickers that he autographed.
Yeah, very humble guy. Very friendly, very approachable. Just like one of us. And mm-hmm. it's an extremely heavy loss today.
Yeah, and surprising, these things crop up again at 72, very pretty young age, but also went through a lot of life. You know, our Native brothers and sisters at my age and older don't live that long, you know, and so it's a real thing. You know, we talk about that here. It's a real thing with a Native people not living as long average age. And right. Henry was a great athlete from War Road, and he put War Road on the map. I know, was it last year or the year before, his grandson played in the hockey tournament and wore a headband to pay tribute to his grandfather, Henry Boucher. And it's just a hard thing to see our heroes go so young.
Exactly, yes. And I believe Henry's nephew, TJ Oshie, who plays for the Washington Capitals as well, their cousins or his nephew.
Right. And you know, here's another trivia, too. Danny Grant, who played for the North Stars many times in that era, was Native American and Ojibwe, too. And he's a distant cousin of Henry Boucher. And Danny Grant is also a Native American Ojibwe that played professional hockey. And he played for the North Stars for many years. But again, I'm... one of those old people that remember this stuff because they were all my idols back then. And yeah, it's hard to see. So I'm very sad. We had a moment of silence at the Ho-Chunk Nation legislative meeting today, and it was heartfelt, and people know who Henry is and was. And there's a book out there. Go to YouTube. There's great documentary on his life. And so farewell, our friend Henry Boucher. We'll see you again. We know that. So we'll see you.
Absolutely. Safe travels.
Absolutely. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we have a young warrior coming up here, Brooke LaFlo. We're going to be talking a lot of things with Brooke, and she even has a guest, so she's kind of taken over the show here. She has a special guest that she'll be interviewing. No, just kidding. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio, and we'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us.
I heard sex trafficking happens a lot in Indian country. What is that?
Here are some of the real reasons why sex trafficking happens in Indian country. Unequal gender roles that were forced on us by colonization. Communities don't have enough resources. Silence around domestic and sexual violence. Lack of attention and justice for missing and murdered indigenous people. There's a lot of behavior that keeps our communities out of balance. These are just a few true reasons why Native communities are targeted by traffickers. When these acts of violence happen in our communities, it opens us all up for exploitation.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Be a vaccinative. It's time to come together and talk about the urgent need to stay up to date on COVID-19 vaccinations to protect our heritage, our loved ones, and our future. Throughout history, we have always faced challenges, and today we must protect our culture and loved ones. This is our opportunity to ensure that our tribal gatherings once again resound with joy and celebration, where the echoes of our ancestors guide our steps. It's a chance to care for our elders, cherishing their wisdom and stories for generations to come. COVID-19 vaccines are safe and effective. Let us unite, resilient as ever, and show the world the strength of the Native American community. Together, we shape a future where our traditions thrive, our children learn from our ancestors, and our people flourish once more. So be a vaccinative and learn more about staying up to date with your COVID vaccinations at health.state.mn.us. That's health.state.mn.us. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
When it comes to houses, disassembly is our game, deconstruction is our fame. There are some bucks for your project. Better Futures Minnesota is your contact.
Instead of demolishing your home, let us take it apart by hand, and we can find the building materials a new home. Limited funds are allotted in 2023 for Hennepin County residents and public entities to make deconstruction even more affordable. Check out BetterFuturesMinnesota.com. That's BetterFuturesMinnesota.com.
This is Leonard Peltier. I am in Coleman 1, U.S. Penitentiary, and I'm listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by J.S. Bean Factory off Randolph Avenue in St. Paul, native-owned, bringing us the best coffee that keeps us awake.
Yeah, I am awake. Hey, good one, Haley. Nice read. Hey, we're here with CEO Brooke LaFlo. Really good to see you, Brooke. We're having a whole show with you, and we really want to know what you're doing and how we can help and support you. It's always great to see you, a young warrior doing her thing out in the community. I always see you all around. Great to see you. Welcome.
Bonjour, Mr. Pilot. It's so great to see you too and see you around. Thank you for making this platform for us today. You know, I do all kinds of things, but today we're here to talk about basketball and Native basketball and Indigenous Peoples Weekend Basketball Expo is coming up here in the Twin Cities. My friend Adriel here is joining us today to talk about himself a little bit too. Side note, he was in season two, episode of Res Dogs. So I'll let him talk about that too. But he's going to be covering Indigenous Peoples Weekend Basketball Expo. So excited to be here today.
Right on. Hey, why don't you introduce yourself there, young warrior? Oh,
yeah. My name is Adriel Clements. I have my own media business here in Oklahoma. I'm from Oklahoma. I was in Res Dogs season 2, episode 8, I think it was the one with the group home, but it was just a little role. I've been doing my media stuff for about 4 years now over here in Carnegie, Oklahoma, which is a KCA reservation, Kiowa, Comanche, and Apache. Brooke had invited me to do the expo that's happening in October, and I couldn't say no because what I do best is help give exposure to our Indigenous youth, any tribe all over the states, because for me, a lot of athletes get seen and get exposure all over the city areas and stuff, but I'm over here in like the more rural, small areas, and they're mostly Native populated. And they don't really get seen as much as the, the guys up in the city, which is good for them. I'm glad that they get exposure, but our kids, not so much. So the mission with my media business wasn't really just to do pictures and videos just for the heck of it, but it was for helping our Indigenous youth.
Hey, before we get deep into that, I did not know you were on Reservation Dogs, and that specific episode Bobby Wilson wrote, who's a former student of mine, and he's pretty crazy. So how was it working with Bobby? And let me just tell you one thing with Bobby is we always have to have the beep button ready because he likes to swear on radio. Oh,
it was real good to me, but he was funny. I mean, yeah, whatever came to his mind, but I was like really a background character. I applied for it and I got it. I didn't think I would, but I did. And he really liked the way I looked with my wardrobe looking like a regular Res kid. And he kind of helped me get a little bit more minutes, I think. And he was really funny and he was a real sweet guy too. So I really appreciated him and working with him. I hope I get to again in the future.
Yeah, Brooke, I don't know if you know the episode, but Bobby was not only worked for N.D.A. Young, but was also a member of N.D.A. Young. So he had a great experience to write that one because it was about Cheese getting stuck in the group home.
Shelter. Yeah. Too, Adriel, I work at N.D.A. Young part-time, that shelter that Bobby wrote that episode about. So it's a really small world. Indian country is a really small world that we all just have this connection right now. So
Well, it's crazy. Brooke, let's talk a little bit more about this. How important, and I know everyone knows this, but it's good to talk about it. It's very important that our young ones have an outlet to do things like play basketball, skateboard, and things like that as a group and a community. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. We want our children to be healthy. You kind of mentioned earlier in the first segment about, our lifespan being shorter. And, so we want to provide opportunities for our kids, especially to do things, our Indigenous kids. And I think a lot of the people coming to Indigenous Peoples Weekend have that similar mission, right, of, providing for our kids, getting them that exposure, and being healthy. Ultimately, this is kind of a public health event, and it's for everybody. It's for all ages. There's a family 5-on-5 so that the young ones can see our older ones doing basketball and being healthy. There's that learned behavior, you know, and we just being in the gym as a community, as a family. It provides good energy to our children to be healthy for life.
Well, I just want to, before we get to your PR guy again, I just want to just give you a opportunity and a reminder to everyone that's listening, because you've been on our show a couple times, your background as a college player. And that this always amazes me in a really good way. Could you please let let them know about your high school career, even though it wasn't Harding. I heard it was Johnson or some school like that.
Deep in the trenches. No, just kidding. deep in the east side, though, right? I graduated from Johnson High School, and I actually went to college off a Gates scholarship. So I ended up walking onto all my college basketball teams, which is phenomenal, right? Like, I'm 5 feet tall. I was very, very good work ethic, good student. So that got me in the door everywhere I went, and my Gates scholarship. But I was recruited to McAllister College, which is NCAA Division III, for volleyball. And I went there for volleyball. My mom went there. And I walked onto that basketball team. So I went there for 2 years. And then I eventually felt like, you know, I went to the same city. I was in college in the same city I grew up in, so I didn't feel like I was getting that college experience, which is why I transferred down to Tulane. And on a whim, you know, I emailed the coaches down there and said, I played D3. I'm looking to work out. You guys need some practice players. And then I ended up having like 5 sessions of tryouts with Tulane's women's basketball team. And I made it. And that's NCAA Division I. So, yeah. And it's actually one of the top women's programs in the country. You know, Lisa Stockton's been there for 15 plus years, has over 500 wins. She's the most winningest coach in Louisiana, I believe. So that was my story. I always wanted to play college ball, and you know, I had a different journey getting there. So
that's totally amazing. First of all, I didn't know you won the Gates, and for people that don't know that, that's a full ride because of your academics, and that's, I got to give you a big applause on Brooke. That's amazing. You're an amazing young person, and now you even got more cool points.
Good.
Well, let's get on hand here. Let's talk to your man here and talk about what we can do here and how we can support this, and let's talk a little bit about supporting your basketball tournament and what you're doing here.
Yeah. So I'll give the basic details. I know you guys are showing videos, but we're on radio. So it's Indigenous Peoples Weekend, October 7th and 8th. And the 30 seconds behind that is the weekend is leading into Indigenous Peoples Day, which is October 9th this year. Federally, Indigenous Peoples Day is somewhat still recognized as Christopher Columbus Day. In Minnesota, we've historically recognized it since I was a child as Indigenous Peoples Day, and as a reclamation of, you know, Native people still being here. So our weekend is tagged on to that day to kind of take up more space and to honor, you know, to honor the fact that we're still here, we're still doing it. We are living in cities as well. Expo happened last year at our basketball team's high school, so we're hosting it there again. That's at Harding High School in St. Paul, and that's a partnership with St. Paul Public Schools. St. Paul Public Schools Indian Education secured the gym for us, and some of our players, Fernini Janis, one of ones, played at high school ball there. So,
right on, and we got to give a big shout out to John Boblink, who's head of St. Paul Public Schools Indian Ed. I'm sure that helped you get that going. That's just what a great guy, and what a great partnership.
Yes, what a great guy. He's been around since I was in Indian education. I've been out of high school for, you know, 12 years now. So John was there when I was there. And I do believe we need people in education that are going to be there for our kids. So yeah, I really have a lot of respect for John. I call him my uncle, my city uncle.
Right on. Well, you know, you mentioned too, city Indians, we're at, and I was surprised to hear this, and I heard this year, and I should have known this, but we're off reservation. 65% of Native Americans are off reservation. That really surprised me, but we have such a great community here in the Twin Cities in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And, you know, Paul, going back to the Relocation Act, right? We were brought here too. So, right. And then a lot of us came for opportunity, right?
Exactly. So. Yeah. And, you know, we like to talk about the Ho-Chunk's been here for 10,000 years in the state. And we always like to remind people of that. And, you know, the University of Minnesota has us hooked on to their land acknowledgement too.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. It's back to the bargaining table for Hollywood Studios and the Writers Guild of America, now 4 months into a strike. LA Times senior entertainment writer Meg James.
The writers have really held out longer than people than expected. They have displayed remarkable solidarity.
UAW leaders have set a Friday noon deadline for automakers to beef up their offers or more plant strikes will kick in. Stellantis Toledo, Ohio worker Kurt Kruger says pay is an issue.
There's a wage structure for my... For my younger coworkers that are coming in, right now it's just not fair that they're working next to people that are making twice as much as them, you know, and there's not a whole lot of light at the end of the tunnel.
The district attorney in Sacramento, California, is suing the city for failure to clean up homeless encampments. CBS's Matt Piper.
The lawsuit includes accounts from dozens of city residents living around 14 encampments who say they're constantly assaulted by homeless people.
Sacramento's mayor says they've added thousands of shelter beds. CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Yes, we're going to use lethal force. Yes, we reserve the right to operate.
He clearly stated he would go in and then slaughter the cartel and they would be killing everywhere. He used that verbiage.
Unless Mexico invites us to send our troops into their country, it's essentially under international law tantamount to an act of war to send troops into a country without the invitation of the country.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in
Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of
wanted a hybrid. My RAV4 hybrid is a greener vehicle without sacrificing style and comfort. I love my Toyota hybrid.
Toyota hybrids are incredibly fuel efficient. Test drive one today at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hey, it's Tom. Fossil fuels continue to have negative impacts on our environment. Luckily, there are more ways now than ever to use renewable energy in your home or business. All Energy Solar offers smart energy solutions like custom solar paneling, electric vehicle chargers, and energy storage. Solar panel systems can last for decades, meaning you can help the environment and cut back on electric bills for years to come. There are incentives and rebates available to most people who install solar energy, too. Last year, the federal solar tax credit increased to a 30% tax credit. This incentive can be used in combination with other incentives from your utility, county, or city. But don't delay or miss out, as many of these incentives are limited to only a certain number of people. So have a professional from All Energy Solar help you discover how solar can power up your property while saving on your energy costs. Call 800-620-3370 or visit allenergysolar.com.
With a look at your AM 950 weather, I'm Patrick Lilia. Clear tonight with a low of 60, then more sunshine on Wednesday with a high of 83. Scotch Mama's Hot Barbecue offers a huge taste of selections like baby back ribs and pulled pork sandwiches out of a little place. Scotch Mama's is located just a block west of I-35W off of West Diamond Lake Road in South Minneapolis. Visit their website at scotchamamas.com.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by NACTI's Four Sisters Farmers Market every Thursday on Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis from 11 to 3.
Yes, it is, and I get to see Brooke there a lot with her beadwork and a lot of swag from your organization. Welcome back, you guys. Oh, there you go, Brooke. You're good. Oh. You can talk.
I just said thank you. Yeah, I enjoy being at the Four Sisters. And this weekend, just a short plug, or this week on Thursday, there's going to be a pickle off. So if you're a jarer or whatever they're called, bring your best pickles.
A jarer or a pickle person, a pickle maker. Peter Piker picked a peck of pickle pecker, pepper. Okay, I hope they bleep that one out. Oh, have you indulged in last year's pickle contest?
I have not. I don't know where I was last year at that time. So
I just know I had FOMO and I was going, where is this? I think it was at Little Earth End, and now we're having it at the market. So we'll be swinging by and testing some pickles.
Them spicy.
Exactly. So... Let's talk a little bit about what's happening. What's happening in Oklahoma? You know, what's happening down there? Tell us what's happening, young warrior. Let's see how I did that. It was kind of like Dallas Goldtooth there.
I mean, not really too much excitement here in Little Oklahoma, but. High school sports is kicking off. I've been trying to hit up a Riverside Indian School, which is in Anadarko, Oklahoma, the all native boarding school. I think it's one of the longest that's still going, I believe. But yeah, I just came back from there, actually. They had a suicide prevention program this morning. Mike Funny Bone and them were performing. Lane Factor, who plays Cheese, was there also, and some other cool guests. It was pretty keen this morning.
That is cool. Yeah. Tell us about him. Cheese is like an awesome character, very mellow and chill. And I've known students like him.
Yeah. He was really sweet to me when I was on the set last summer. He was really a cool kid to me. I didn't know his age at the time. I think he was like 19. I'm 27 right now, so I say kid, even though I don't look 27. But he was a real good co-star, I guess you could say, because he was real. He'll be like the only one really talking to me out of the bunch.
Yeah, well, it's hard because the writers are on strike now, and so are the actors. Yeah. So it's hard to, we don't want to bring guests on because we don't want them to walk the picket line, so to speak. And so that's a thing.
Yeah, the strikes. Yeah, the terrible thing. Just pay your writers and your actors, and we can get back to it.
Yeah. Right, and share your wealth. I mean, the unbelievable amount of money that. That the CEOs of these corporations make, and we were promised in the 80s with Reagan that it'd be trickling down to us, and it doesn't seem to be trickling down, but that's a whole nother show.
Yep.
So, Brooke, what do you got this young warrior doing for you now? He's going to be blasting us out here on TikTok so I can get some people following us, or what's happening?
Well, I'm good at basketball organizing. So I hired Adriel as AC Media, his business, to, you know, give him free range to trust his expertise in what he does. Adriel also covered NABBY a little bit this year, and I think you're the main hire for next year, right? NABBY is the Native American Basketball Invitational, the biggest Native high school basketball tournament in the country. So I've been seeing some of Adriel's work all summer, and just, you know, hired him to come be his best self and have a good time as well, and produce photos or videos or whatever. There's two other media people who want to come. So you guys are cool to collaborate or do whatever you want for this event, to showcase our kids and showcase what we're doing as a public, you know, a public health event, showcase, you know, that a lot of tribes are coming together to do this. You know, it's Indigenous Peoples Day. It's not about one tribe or right. one people. So, you know, to share out the good work, I guess. So.
That's awesome.
Hey, Joe, you can speak more too.
Yeah, and tell us how we can get a hold of you and see your work and get people out there hiring you. So let our people out there know how to get a hold of you and see what's happening.
Yeah, I have a Facebook, Adriel Clements Media, and then I have an Instagram, which is ACMedia_. And I do have a TikTok, but I'm not really on there that much, so.
So what kind of things, is it sports that you work with specifically, or do you do any other promotions?
Yeah, I mostly do sports, basketball mostly, but I started to dip my toes into football and other sports. And I actually work with the Cheyenne Arapaho tribes here in Oklahoma, which is in Concho, Oklahoma. I've been working for them for almost 2 years. I'm their photographer for their education program. And I usually do youth events and anything to do with the youth, the camps or anything like that. And I've been with them for a little bit, yeah.
So do you do the websites? Do you do the group pictures? Do you do the in-action pictures? Do you do the video highlights or all the above?
The video highlights and the action shots are usually my what I do. I mean, I tried the group pictures and the other that stuff, but I like being in the action, if that makes sense.
Yeah. No, it does make sense, especially if you can hold that button down there and get 100 shots out of there at one time. That's it's magical, and then it's an art to pick the right ones that say a lot of words, because a picture does tell a thousand words. And I used to teach film and video in high school. So are you editing on Adobe?
I actually use DaVinci Resolve.
Oh,
it's a free program.
Yeah.
when I was first starting, you know, I didn't have nothing. So I tried to find anything that was, you know, decently priced or free. And I've been using that ever since I really started, and it's been working really good for me.
Yeah, definitely. Whatever you learn, you know, learned on, that's the way to go. Because, you know, I used to tell the kids, like, it's crap in, crap out. If you're not shooting a good video, you're not going to have a good video. So you got to make sure you got the footage first. And we're just talking straight cuts and dissolves and titles anyways, and maybe throwing some music.
I actually went to school for it. There's a technology school here in Oklahoma called Moore Norman, and I owe everything to those guys. They it was a film production school, film production class, I mean. And that's where I learned all my editing and stuff. And then gradually I started getting into photography, and I self-taught myself the photography part.
Yeah,
it was a lot of trial and error.
Well, and it's interesting too, is that I don't think you can teach the eye. You either have the eye or you don't. You know what I mean? You either see things in your little square or rectangle viewfinder that most people don't, and it becomes magical. So that's a gift. The creator gave you a gift.
Yeah. I was actually talking to my grandmother recently about that, the gift part. Like, I know, I wasn't really, I guess, athletic growing up, or I didn't really have much knowledge in what our people do either. Like, I wasn't really, like, I didn't know what I was wanting to do when I was growing up, or helping our my Kiowa tribe and stuff. I had no idea. So when I started doing this, I started seeing that, hey, it actually is making a difference in my community. That when I capture ceremonies or little bit of sports with Native kids and stuff, like, this really brings good positivity to our little communities here. And I told my grandma that, I was like, in a way, you know, I am making a difference, you know, helping our Native youth down here. Hopefully, no, all over the state too. So.
No, it's more than that. That's a good, humble way to come at it. But, you know, there's a lot of people out there, and I think it takes tenacity, too, to do what you do. I mean, you know, having a gift, if you aren't using it, it's not a good thing, and you're using it. So that's a good thing. And being your Choka, your grandpa here, I'm saying, oh, wow, that's good. Keep it up. So, hey, we still got another segment here. This is Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break. Ho-wa!
You work hard for every cent you make. You have bills and you have goals. Choose a bank that's going to support you along the way. That's Fair Financial Banking. No overdraft fees, no minimum balance. No credit score required. Call 651-262-2173 to talk to a Fair Financial enroller to open your account today. Keep more of your money. That's fair. Fairfinancial.org. Fair is a program of Prepare Plus Prosper, a nonprofit organization, and is not a bank. Banking services are provided by Sunrise Banks N.A., member FDIC.
Minnesotans age 65 plus might qualify for Health Partners Minnesota Senior Health Options. The plan includes personal support, coverage for medical prescription drugs and dental, plus over 30 extra benefits. Eligibility information is available at healthpartners.com/oneplan. Health Partners is a health plan that contracts with both Medicare and the Minnesota Medical Assistance Medicaid program to provide benefits of both programs to enrollees. Enrollment in Health Partners depends on contract renewal.
Hey, it's Tom. Since 2009, All Energy Solar has been providing solar energy solutions to customers. With fully licensed electricians and installers, you can be sure that your solar installation will go smoothly. The team at All Energy Solar understands that every customer is unique. They'll take the time to survey and understand your property to find a solar solution that works for you. One of the biggest advantages of going solar is the opportunity to take advantage of the many solar incentives available. But it can often be confusing to know what you're qualified for. All Energy Solar professionals will help you find out what savings you can apply for and even help with your applications.
This is especially important since many rebate programs have limited capacity and are first come, first serve. So it's important to have a professional on your side who will make sure you get every eligible rebate. Get a free no-obligation assessment from all Energy Solar's commercial solar specialists by calling 800-620-3370 or visit allenergysolar.com.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Oh! There was your chance to go.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know we were joining you.
Do it again, Haley. We got to do it again. Take two. It's live.
Protecting wolves for future generations.
There we go, Timberwolves.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, Haley, I want to know if my producer has any questions here because you've been silently listening to this in a good way. What do you have to say, Haley?
I have to relate to Adriel a lot. Getting my start into media, I worked a lot with photography, took a lot of photography classes, and even back in like seventh grade, I remember. And I worked a lot with Gopher Sports. I worked for shooting basketball, shooting camera for basketball and hockey. So yeah, just really, really great stuff that you're doing. And I just have to say, I was taking a look at your pictures on your website, adrielclements.com, and amazing, amazing photography work.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, yeah, that's another plug. I forgot my website. adrielclements.com, too. Yeah. But yeah, I self-taught myself the photography part. And yeah, it was just lots of trial and error, as you know. And I look back on the stuff I did before and I'm just like, oh man, I thought that was nice back then, but I'm like, no, it's not even close to good quality at all. But I'm just grateful I found a passion in life, because when I was growing up, it was hard. I still deal with the mental health problems, depression and anxiety. And I didn't know what I wanted to do growing up. I didn't know what I wanted to be. And then this is the last thing I thought would be my passion or love. And I started it, and it really saved me in a way, because there's many times where I wanted to give up, but didn't. And there's still times where I struggle and have hard times, but it really, it really is good medicine when all these kids love the work, or even all the families and all that stuff. It really helps me keep going. And I really just hope that, you know, all the Indigenous youth, or even they don't have to be Indigenous youth, all the youth who don't think they know what they're doing with their lives or can't find their passion, it'll come. Mm-hmm. It'll come eventually. And don't rush it. Just, you know, live and, you know, once you find it, you'll know you find it, and never give up.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like I was or still am a late bloomer, and I think that's a really good point, is find your passion. It may take you a few years, but don't give up, and really, that's some great advice. Brooke, you've had passion for a long time here, and so you are on the other spectrum, where I was a late bloomer and you really had a young tenacity. And wow, I'm still blown away by you being a Gates a winner, and also you're haven't stopped working. And because there's work to do, right?
Oh, yeah, there's lots of work to do. And I would attribute to some strict parents. Bring back strict parents. No, I'm just kidding. a little bit. Anyways, you know, my parents had a lot of expectations of me, and they worked really hard too. You know, I was probably glued to my brother before my parents, because my brother was the one always with me, and he taught me the basketball. And, you know, when you have a big brother, you're kind of I was a little sister, but I was a little brother, you know, to him. Mm-hmm. So everywhere he went, I went, and that's kind of where my sports really took off. And my I always had that support system too, right? So I had a real strong support system with a big brother and two parents, and that made a big difference in my life and being away, mm-hmm. you know, having that family really made me go far. So.
Yeah, and your little bro is coming along with you too, and that's really exciting to see, because I met him at, well, I've seen him around, but he was a freshman in my homeroom, but that was when we were online, so we really did not hook up. But I've seen his growth just by following you around and doing his own thing.
Yeah, he does. I take him around with me too. He's, like I said, my staff of teenagers, you know, and he started high school during the pandemic. That was a tough time for him. I think just a tough time for high school kids, you know, to be social, but to live in this pandemic era, or live in that era, starting high school in that way. And he's a big reason behind all the things I do today too, why we have Nanny Janus. And he's the reason why my mom started the Montessori, you know, having a new generation in our family, opened our eyes to a lot of new things. So we're very, very grateful for that little guy too. And 17, man, we got one more year with him too. He's going to be a senior. So
that, he's only 17. I thought he was growing a stash there. A nicer
he
one.
Is. Than he looks older. He looks a lot older than he is. And it's funny. I'll give a little, his little shout out. I was meeting with the Indian Ed staff in North St. Paul because he transferred over to Tartan, and they said, man, when he comes on field trips, he keeps our numbers up because all the girls come. They're like, is Dakota coming? Is Dakota going? I'll come if Dakota's going. He keeps the field trip numbers up, so I'm proud for him.
Good for him. Yeah, right on. So, well, it's funny that you say that about your mom and your dad. They seem like two of the funniest, chill people I've met in the community. They always have good, I always get good vibes from them. And so that's good that they're well-rounded. So that makes the kids well-rounded.
Yeah. They were a little different parents. You know, there's a 13-year gap between me and my little brother. So they were different parents when I was little. But they've grown a long ways too. And, you know, it's all about the growth of our people and our families. And so I always give people their grace, their grace as well too, and their time to grow. So,
yeah, that's a good call. Hey, I want to get this young warrior on again. And I want to give your website and stuff, because we're running down here on the show here, and I want you to be able to people to, that are listening, especially on the radio and in their car, that they can write this down and remember this. Give the name of your website and your Facebook so people can come out and check out your work and reach out and hire you and all those good things that happen.
Yeah, my website's adrianclementsmedia.com. My portfolio is on there, and also you can contact me on that website where you can, there's a book now option where you can email me personally. And then my Facebook, Adriel Clements Media, and then my Instagram, ACMedia_. And before we say goodbye, I want to say thank you to all of y'all. This is pretty cool. I never had this ever. But also, too, I want to shout out my family. You know, they're my support system, and they really helped me get through a lot of tough times. And my friends, if they're listening, hope I shout them out too. And then also to my girlfriend, Jessica, it's going to be our 1 year anniversary this Sunday. So just wanted to say that.
That's right on. You got to give a shout out to the girlfriend for sure. Absolutely. That's a good one, young warrior. Hey, Brooke, let's end up the show here and then give everyone the deets again, the details on what's happening on what I like to say it's every day is Indigenous Day for me, but the government's got it going on here. So talk about that again, please, before we let you go.
Yeah, I'm right there with you too, Mr. Pilot. Every day is Indigenous Day to me. But our event, Indigenous Peoples Weekend Basketball Expo, will be hosted at Harding High School in St. Paul, Minnesota on October 7th and 8th. There's quite a few activities going on. There's a skills camp, a high school 3-on-3, a family 5-on-5, and then we're doing an awareness game as well. Shout out to Adriel's dad, Derek, is coming to coach that game, and he's a profound basketball coach as well. So yeah, we'd love to see you guys October 7th and 8th for Indigenous Peoples Week in Basketball Expo. It's open and it's free for all.
Right on. Hey, thank you guys for coming on. Really, this is what this show is all about, is to promote young natives like you, you two, doing your thing and watching you grow. And then we feel like a part of it too. So good medicine as always, Brooke. Nice to meet you, young man. And Haley, thank you for everything. And rest in peace.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Yeah. Todd Albo would normally be sharing his dulcet tones with us, but you'll recall that last week, Todd was having issues with the cable company, with an internet connection. I'm now thinking, Todd Albo, did you break Spectrum? Are you responsible for this ESPN mess?
I seem to broke everything else, so it wouldn't surprise me, no.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 till 8, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.